Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication. In this segment, we're going to be talking about why no one should die without life insurance. My guest today is a well-known insurance broker. Her passion is helping people to protect their families, their businesses, and to plan for retirement. She is dedicated to excellence before and after the sale. Her office is located in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We are pleased to have on the phone today a woman who doesn't want anyone to die without life insurance, Ms. Donna Tate. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sparkplug. I am excited about the opportunity to help people and to participate in this fine show.
Well, tell you what, let's go ahead and start talking about life insurance, okay?
Yes.
How soon should a person sign up for life insurance?
That is a great question. We should insure our children in the very first few months of life. And that's because we want to have that risk covered. And also, with children, this is a great way to build cash value for their future. When we insure our child at an early age, we lock in that premium for life. Also, sometimes later in life, people have health problems and they can't get insured. So this is a way to make sure that we have insurance and cover that risk. Now, we can do life insurance for children in more than one way. We can get them their own life policy, or we can add them on as a rider to a parent's policy. But either way, we need to make sure that both the family, the children, the parents are all insured. We don't want to neglect that.
Is the rider more affordable?
In many cases, it is. It's very affordable. But the thing that we have to look at if we use the rider is that it does have a time that the children will come off the parent's policy, and that just depends on the company and the policy itself. For instance, some riders will go until the person is 18 unless they're going to college, and then they may have the opportunity to transfer their policy to a policy of their own. It just really depends on how it's written. But yes, it's very affordable if it's a rider. If we have a rider, then we are not going to be building cash value because it's a term policy.
Okay. Repeat that last part again, please.
That if we have a rider on the parent's policy, depending on which policy we're using, it could expire at age 18, or if the child is going to college, then of course it would be extended to maybe 25 years old. In many cases, that policy may be transferred to the child as a policy of his or her own, and so we would need to be sure that we understand the provisions in the policy itself. It's very affordable to have a rider.
But you said that rider will not be building any kind of cash value.
It will not build cash value because it is a term policy.
Okay. Well, Ms. Tate, what are some of the most important financial needs of a family following the death of a parent, husband, or wife?
Following the death of a family member, husband, parent, wife, we need to look at several different things. Funeral expenses, of course, is one expense that we can anticipate. It's running somewhere around $10,000 to $12,000 now. Then there are other questions that we need to ask ourselves. Am I going to be able to afford to keep the lifestyle that I've come accustomed to? Do I need that person's financial support? If so, how am I going to maintain without their financial support? If there are children in the family, how can they go to college? Here's another key question, Sparkplug. If I am covered on my husband or wife's policy at work for life insurance or health insurance, how am I going to be able to afford coverage if the family member dies? Now, I have an elderly parent who lives with me. If there is an elderly person who passes away and leaves a spouse behind, then we have to consider other things. For instance, how is mom or dad going to maintain? Am I going to be the one to take care of that family member? Can I afford to do that? Suppose a person has to go into a nursing home. So we need to look at things like long-term care as well. The life insurance can be a way to get us started in planning for the person's financial future.
Do you have friends or family members who have died and left their families experiencing some level of financial hardship because they didn't have life insurance?
Well, my dear, I'm a sweet 16. Just turn that one around. And, of course, I've known many cases of friends or family members who have been devastated financially, not to mention the grief they're experiencing at the time. They may have to get an additional job. The children may not be able to go to college. Even if they're in college, they may have to suspend their studies and get a job to help with the finances at home. And let's face it, with the expenses being the way that they are now and the economy the way it is very difficult for families to maintain even with both incomes. But let's not fool ourselves. It's time out for passing the hat at church. Everybody needs a burial policy at a minimum. There will be bills that are left behind. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is that many, many people have to give up their homes.
How much more important is having life insurance for the business owner?
Well, life insurance for the business owner is very, very important. Just like we want to protect our family, we also want to make sure that our business can continue. Let's look at a for instance. Let's say I have a partnership. And the person that is a key person in my business brings in the most sales. If that person should die, I need to have life insurance on my partner so that the business can continue while I'm replacing him or her, training a new person, and making sure that the business does not die along with the key person. Many business owners end up having a fire sale when they get ready to go out of business. Instead of planning to close the business successfully without a lot of loss to the blood, sweat, and tears that they put into building the business, it seems to be like a knee-jerk reaction and trying to recover after the fact. We need to plan ahead. So the business owner needs to have personal life insurance and also life insurance on their partner.
Well, Ms. Tate, please describe for our listeners how life insurance can be used to build wealth and leave a legacy.
Life insurance is a way to leave a lump sum of money to our heirs for generations to come. By purchasing and keeping life insurance, we can pay in installments, so to speak, on a large sum of money that we can pass on to our beneficiaries so they can accumulate wealth. You can also have funds designated to your favorite charity. Life insurance passes on to the beneficiary tax-free. Now, compare that to other financial incentives. It may get eaten up by IRS. Estate planning is a key as well. So make sure that your intentions are realized with a minimum of complications and a minimum of taxation that we don't have to incur. People who are successful, who build wealth over generations, use life insurance as a vehicle to do that. So we don't want anybody to die without life insurance.
All right. Well, how much life insurance should a person really have?
Spark plug, that depends on each person's individual situation. A lot of times people will call me and say, look, I need X amount of life insurance, without really knowing how to determine how much they need. These are some of the things that need to be considered. If I die tonight, what needs to be paid off? What debts need to be paid off? If my family is depending on my income, how much of my income will be lost from the family budget if I go home to be with the Lord tonight? Now, if that amount needs to be replaced for so many years, if it's 10 years, if it's 20 years, then I need to take my salary, let's give an example, let's use a conservative number, $40,000. So if I need to replace that, I need to look at 10 years or 20 years times $40,000. And that will give me at least a sketch of how much money needs to be left to my family, in addition to the burial expenses, in addition to the debts that need to be paid off. If I need to plan for college, I need to add that figure in there for my children. And then, of course, a key factor is how much can I afford to pay for right now? Because we never want to get more insurance than we can afford to pay for. It's a waste of money to start a policy and not keep it up. And what we need to do is plan, look at our budget, see what we can afford, how much we need, and make a commitment to keep the policy in force. We might have to start out with a lesser amount than we really need and build over time.
All right. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Thank you. I'm Donna Tate. My phone number is 770-879-6342. I'm located at 781 Needle Rock Drive in Stone Mountain, Georgia. That zip is 30083. DONNAINS is in Sam, broker at AOL will get you a prompt and courteous response.
All right. Well, Ms. Donna Tate, president of Donna Tate & Associates, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Spark Plug.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. At People You Need to Know, we work hard to help people find your business. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another extraordinary job. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And while there, be sure to take a look at our digital publication. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.